the book Hebrews, part 209. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Jehovah's Witnesses South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the book, the two keys to the book of Revelation, is an A4 book, nearly 800 pages thick. It's actually two books. Together they weigh about 2.83 kilogram with information which you never in your life heard about. Promise. Please contact us at my WhatsApp number should you be interested to find out more about the book itself or any other books. WhatsApp number is South Africa International Code is +27 0722 367 124. The same as you see on the top here on our website, https://jaffa, father's name, yahvah.co.za. This is the only time in my life that I've written the father's name in small letters because of a website, excuse me. Everything needs to be in small letters. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, please go to part 1, start from the beginning. You are so very welcome. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are busy with. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least you have a 1611 King James Bible, a pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. What a privilege. Hallelujah. Now what I'm going to do, we are busy with Hebrews 10:15. I'm just going to read it and then I'm going to 1 John 4. Whereof the Ruach HaKodesh also is a witness to us. For after that he, that's Yahushua, has said before. 1 John 4 verse 1. Now I'm reading this again because I want to get to the last line of the verse. Excuse me. Because that's what this we did not study yesterday morning. He says in 1 John 4 verse 1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of Yahweh Almighty. Spirits is people. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And the fact that we live in the end of time says that there will be false prophets. If it was possible even to make the elect the bride of Yahushua, the Yahvists. Because there's two kinds of elect. The first kind is the Yahvists, those who came to repentance and was immersed in the name of Yahushua to the forgiveness of their sins in the name of Yahushua. We are called the elect. And then the elect in the great tribulation will be the one part of Israel, the one third of Israel, who are called the remnant of Israel, who also the scripture refers to as the elect of Yahweh, who will be harpachu, rapture, at Revelation 19 verse 11 to 21, I think. So, because of the time that we are living in, we need to be very careful not just to trust and believe anybody that says whatsoever. And that's why I always say to my students, test what I'm saying, whether it is the scripture or it's unscriptural. If it's wrong, you teach, you tell me it's wrong, give me the right information. It says in verse 2, hereby know ye. Who is that? That's the bride of Yahushua. Hereby know ye, the bride of Yahushua, the Ruach HaKodesh of Yahweh Almighty. In the 1611 it will say the Spirit of God. The Ruach HaKodesh of Yahweh Almighty, the Spirit of God. We know. If we are full-blooded Yahvists, we know the voice of the Ruach HaKodesh. how Yahweh speaks to us through the Ruach HaKodesh. In the New Testament, I seldom found scriptures where Yahweh directly spoke to us. He's always using the Ruach HaKodesh to speak to us, where He and Yahshua speak to us through the Ruach HaKodesh. So what is the Ruach HaKodesh? It's a microphone that He's using. I'm just using a microphone. It says in verse 2, hereby know ye the Ruach HaKodesh of Yahweh Almighty. We know, He said every spirit, that spirit is a person, because it's a small letter. It's not the Ruach HaKodesh. Every spirit or person that confessed that Yahshua is come in the flesh is of Yahweh. Listen what he says. Every spirit, every person. You see now, the moment that we see a spirit, we think about an angel. It's not what it is. Every spirit or person, small s, that confesseth that Yahshua is come in the flesh, is of Yahweh Almighty. What does that mean? It has a twofold meaning. The first meaning is, every person that confessed that Yahshua was born as a child in the flesh and grew up and was immersed by John the Immerser when he was 30 years old, and when he ascended from the water, Yahshua spoke from heaven and the Ruach HaKodesh came down upon Yahshua like a dove. It was not a white dove as the churches makes it. It's not. It's a Freemason symbol, a white dove. It came down like a dove. It was not a dove. And the voice said out of heaven, this is my beloved son, and who I'm well pleased. Why? Now he was the revealed son of Yahweh Almighty on earth. And the right arm of Yahweh, Isaiah 53 verse 1, which says, and whom was the right arm of Yahweh Almighty revealed? Not the fullness of the Godhead. Impossible. The scripture says, and the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in Yahshua, bodily. Listen to the last part. It says bodily, meaning that the body of Yahshua obtained the fullness of Yahweh only what the fleshly body of Yahshua could contain. Do you think that Yahweh Almighty could pour out His whole spirit into the little body of Yahshua? He that spoke the sun into existence, He that spoke the earth into existence, He that spoke the stars and the moon into existence, He that spoke people into existence. You know, the first people in the Bible that came about was spoken. It was not created with His hands. Genesis 1 verse 26-29. He spoke that people. He did not make them. Adam was the first thing that He made with His hands. Genesis 2 verse 8. 7 and 8. He made Adam from dust and He blew in his nostrils the breath of life and he became an ever-living soul. But that's not what I'm going to talk about. So we find that He spoke everything into existence. So when this voice out of heaven says, this is my beloved son and who I'm well pleased, Yahweh acknowledged Yahshua and He pours into Yahshua only His right hand of authority. If I say greet me, I hold my hand. Which hand do you use to greet me? Your right hand. I'm holding my right hand. Why? It's the position of authority. My right hand is actually representing the authority of the rest of my body. And that's what Yahushua was. He was a representative on earth the moment that he was immersed. And the Ruach came down on him. He became the revealed right arm or right hand of Yahweh Almighty. Not the fullness of his body. Because the body of Yahushua would have just had integrated, exploded. But the moment that he received the right hand, he received the power of authority in the right hand. When Yahushua ascended into heaven, what does the scripture say? Where did he went and sit? On the left hand? No. He went and sat on the right hand in the glory of Yahweh. On the right hand. Where did he come from? The right hand. The authority. That's why Yahweh filled him with the right hand. Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 12. You can read Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 8. Very interesting. You will see how it describes Yahushua as the right hand. Isaiah 9 verse 5 and 6. Start with verse 6. He said, a son was born unto a child, was given unto a son was born. And he was called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty Elohim. He was the creator of peace. You can go read Isaiah 9 verse 6. He was called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty Elohim, Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. What a privilege for us to understand the Godhead. So what does the body of Yahushua do? He obtained the right hand, and he was Yahweh or God revealed in the flesh. So when we see Yahushua in the Word, he came in the flesh. So when we acknowledge, verse 3 say, and every spirit that confesses not that Yahushua, let me go back to verse 2. Hereby know ye the spirit of Yahweh, the bride of Yahushua. Every spirit person that confesses that Yahushua is come in the flesh is of Yahweh. If we say we acknowledge that Yahushua was born in the flesh, we are the bride of Yahushua. Now can we also say, every person that confesses that Yahushua is come in the flesh, in which flesh? This flesh, my flesh. If I confess that Yahushua has lived into my flesh through the Ruach in this body, because the Bible says our bodies, this flesh, is what? Is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. Where does Yahweh and Yahushua live? In castles somewhere up in heaven? No. Yeah, they conceive the whole atmosphere and everything, the heavens and the earth. But where is his relationship? The Father's the relationship, and the Son's, Yahushua relationship. Where is it happening? Here, in my soul's dimension, from there to there. So he takes possession of this temple, which is our bodies. The Bible says he does not live in temples made with men's hands. The moment there we are born again through water and spirit, after confessing our sins, we became the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. So when the scripture says every person that confesses that Yahushua has come in, I want to say, in my flesh. Just for demonstration purposes, I'm changing the word the to my. In my flesh is of Yahweh. Why? Because I'm testifying about Yahweh Almighty. I'm living in his ways according to the scriptures. I am performing every day my life round about the call of Yahweh's power through the Ruach HaKodesh in my personal life. And this is what he says. So this scripture in 1 John 4 verse 2 has two meanings. I can say, every person that I say, hereby know ye the spirit of Yahweh. Every spirit that is a spirit, first know the spirit of Yahweh, the Ruach HaKodesh of Yahweh. Every spirit that confesses that Yahushua is come in the flesh, that he was born in the flesh. Yahweh came down in the flesh. Yahushua existed in the flesh. Because there's a lot of people today, according to internet knowledge, that says there was never a person like Yahushua on the earth, like Jesus. They call him Jesus. Now, there's something that the Hebrew people just work out, and they just created a myth about this miracle worker, and he was the son of God, and or they say Elohim, and the Hebrew people were very invented people to think out a Messiah like that, and a miracle worker like that, and with all the different events, where he walked on the water, and where he cast out demons, and he performed miracles, and he even raised people from the dead, Jairus' daughter, and Lazarus called his friend from the dead. The Hebrew people was very fruitful in their thinking to create this type of myths. This is what the South African Bible Society says today. They say Isaiah 53 about the right hand, and Isaiah 9 verse 6 and onwards, where it talks about the son that was born unto us. A son was given unto us, and he was the prince. It is all stories that was created by the nomads as they were traveling with their camels through the desert. No, it's not. It's Satan that prevents us to believe that Yahushua has came in the flesh, and then the revelation I received many years ago is that if I confess that Yahushua have came in my flesh, he made home in my body, he came and dwell in me through the Ruach HaKodesh, that I am of Yahweh Almighty. Because nobody can say that he is of Yahweh except through the Ruach HaKodesh. Till tomorrow morning, if Father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.